Hey folks, it's been 6 months since we launched the King Dudes KDN Steak Seasoning, and the results are in. Homemakers, backyard grill masters, and even professional chefs can't get enough of KDN Steak Seasoning. My super special method of rubbing, freezing, then blackening steaks has caught on like a MAGA hat at a Trump rally. To order an 8-ounce bag or six today, go to MikeChurch.com/rub. And now through Independence Day, add a bag of my classic Beast and Butt Rub and save 10% on both. The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Seasoning is available exclusively at MikeChurch.com/rub.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, June the 25th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The collapse of a Florida condo building. Magdalene Rose reports about political unrest in Spain and more back and forth of funding abortions. A wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed with a roar in a town outside of Miami early yesterday, killing at least one person and trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers pulled out dozens of survivors and continued to look for more. Nearly 100 people were still unaccounted for at midday yesterday, authorities said, raising fears that the death toll could climb sharply. But officials did not know how many were in the tower when it fell around 1:30 a.m. Eastern. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said, quote, "The building is literally pancaked. That is heartbreaking because it doesn't mean to me that we are going to be as successful as we wanted to be in finding people alive." In other news, political unrest and a prison walkout in Spain and the surrounding region. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose with more.
On Wednesday, 9 Catalan separatist leaders walked free from prison and vowed to win independence from Spain in a foretaste of the challenges facing Madrid as it prepares for talks on the region's future. Political opponents of the Spanish Prime Minister, who is often thought of as a socialist, Pedro Sanchez, did accuse him of selling out to the pro-independence Catalan Republican Left Party, which his minority government depends on for support in Parliament. Political crises that may involve the United States or interrupt diplomacy for the United States are often not covered by the mainstream media because they do not want American voters to be informed of instability in other countries that cannot be blamed on Republicans, so it is of the utmost importance to cover them here. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Finally, a coalition of 22 state attorneys general asked Congress this week to restore a prohibition on federal funding of abortions after it was omitted from regime leader Joe Biden's budget request for the 2022 fiscal year. The coalition, led by Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, a Republican, sent a June 21st letter to congressional leaders defending the pro-life Hyde Amendment. The policy prohibits federal funding of elective abortions in Medicaid. Our quote of the day comes from St. Thomas Aquinas. A scrap of knowledge about sublime things is worth more than any amount about trivialities. Coming up, our saint of the day, he founded monasteries in the Naples region of Italy. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoch Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoch.
Our saint of the day is Saint William. Born in Vercelli in the year 1085, St. William was the abbot and founder of a religious congregation known as the Hermits of Monte Vergine. At 14, he is said to have left his home and set out as a poor pilgrim for Compostela in Spain. He wanted to live a life in solitude, although he did end up discovering his need for companions. His life was engaged with doing penance, not in a negative way, but in a way which acknowledged that God's mercy is beyond our comprehension. It is generous beyond measure. St. William is credited with the miracle of restoring sight to a blind man. Thus, he must have let himself be a true instrument of God's presence, being concerned about the way in which people see. After this cure occurred, he did not seek fame as a wonder worker, but left the neighborhood to go live with St. John of Materla. Attacked by robbers while on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, he took this as a sign from God that God had a different type of work for him to do. He once again went to a mountainside and lived as a hermit. Soon priests and laypeople came to him and wanted to learn from him and pray with him. As the people multiplied, he began a religious community and built a church named after Mary. The mountain has received its present name, Monte Vergine, from this community and church. He laid down a rule which encouraged fasting. Perhaps he saw that fasting invites us to clear out the clutter in our lives and make space for God. He then found a prior to lead that community and left to start other communities in various areas. King Roger II of Naples saw the Spirit's presence in St. William and drew him to Salerno, where he sought his counsel and his help. Thus, St. William's life of solitude, prayer, fasting, and sharing faith had made a light to shine forth from him. It was the light of Christ. William died at Guglietto on June the 25th, 1142. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.